So Ning, you call me down to show me something about what we're doing with Cloud Foundry. What exactly is new with Cloud Foundry here in Azure?
Yes, we actually just released an update to our Cloud Foundry preview.
Okay.
And in this release, we upgrade to Bosch Init, which make the deployment even simpler now.
Okay.
And at the same time, we also improve the Azure Resource Manager, supporting multiple VMs. And now we are ready to start a community-wide test.
Okay. Now you're talking about the ARM manager for the ARM templates, that sort of stuff, correct?
Yeah.
For being able to deploy. So we've made a better experience for being able to deploy and to use it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll show you later.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so for the update, just as the preview, you can go to our blog. There you will find our new guidance and with our new template. So I'm going to show you here. So this is how you will deploy Cloud Foundry on Azure, and it will involve two steps. First, prepare Azure environment. Second, deploy Cloud Foundry on Azure. To prepare the environment, you first need to prepare the account. This is the actual standard, subscription, install CLI, and you also need a service principal, because this will give Azure CPI the proper permission to access Azure environment. And then you need to prepare the resources. This is actually the major steps where you will create all the resources you need, including storage account, static IPs, virtual network. For the testing, we also create a dev box for you. And optionally, based on the preview customer feedback, we will create an additional DNS server for you if you want. So let's prepare the Azure environment. And then to deploy, it also contains two steps. First, deploy Bosch. This is standard. And then once you deploy Bosch, you will utilize Bosch to deploy Cloud Foundry. So all in two steps. Now, for this demo, what I want to show you are two steps. First is this template. So for the step B in prepare Azure environment, we have to create all the resources. And for all these steps, we can automate them using Azure Resource Manager template. So now it's the one-click process. So let's go to the template to create the Azure resources. On this page, you will see the pre-created template. You can deploy it either through this UI or through the Azure CLI or PowerShell. So by clicking this button, it will take to the UI where you can specify your parameters. And at the same time, for this update, we also improve the parameters so user have more flexibility now. So look at the parameters. Here you choose the closest location, and you need to enter the storage account. Let's see. Remember, the storage account need to be unique name and lowercase.
I always forget the lowercase part.
Yeah. That will make it a little bit difficult. And then you need to specify the virtual network and two subnet. The two subnet, one is for Bosch, one is for Cloud Foundry. And then you need to give your developer box a name. I just call it NameVM. And you can leave this default size here, but if you want to adjust the performance, you can choose others too. And of course, give an admin name for accessing your developer box. And enter a secure password. So for this step, this is optional DNS server. If you choose true, we will create a DNS server for you on the same VM with the developer box.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's for the testing purpose. So now accept the parameters and go back, double-check your subscription. To easily track your usage of the Cloud Foundry resources, I will use a dedicated subscription. Mm-hmm. And same with the resources group. So here I will actually choose create a new resource group. Okay. New resource group. And of course, accept the legal term. Okay, now you are ready. If you double check everything is correct, click create. And then on Azure will go ahead, create all the resources for you. And at the same time, while we are waiting, I can show you quickly one resource group I just created using this template.
Okay.
Yeah, by click the resource group name, you can see here is the VM we created for you. And here are the static IP address we created, the virtual network, and the account, the storage account. Hmm. So with one click, we get all the resources you need to deploy Cloud Foundry. And actually, after this, we are also working on automate more step using the template. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. Okay, so we are done creating the environment. Starting the deployment, and as I said, two steps, I want to highlight the first step, which is deploy Bosch. And for this release, we will utilize Bosch in it. So no more micro Bosch anymore, much simpler. And then to deploy this, we will actually do all the steps on the developer box we just created. So let's just go to that developer box. I need to go to my terminals and SSH to it. Still remember my password. Okay, so now I'm on the home folder of this developer box. Mm-hmm. And you can see the Bosch init files are already installed here, either by user manually or through the template. Mm-hmm. And especially this Bosch yum file, you can take a look. This file contains all the configuration you need to deploy Bosch. Except for one piece of information, which is the service principle you just created outside the template. So first, we need to update Bosch YAML file. And you can see here all the double check, all the configurations. And then I locate the three parameters, the tenant ID, client ID, and the client secret. Mm. And you need to replace them using your service principal value. So for save the time, I'm not going to actually change it. But once you change it, your Bosch configuration, which is the YAML file, is ready. And now to deploy Bosch, it's just one single command, which is this, which is deploy Bosch. So you just run it, and what this will do is it will download all the necessary CPI Bosch release, and including the stem cell, and it will create your first Bosch machine, which is called Bosch Director. And all the following Cloud Foundry deployment will be executed on this Bosch Director. So we're done with the first step. I want to show you. Let's go back to this diagram. So your Bosch is ready. Now comes to the exciting moment, which is finally to create the Cloud Foundry itself on Azure. Actually, for this step, it's pretty easy. It just lasts a couple of commands, and it's standard across all the cloud providers. It's the same with the preview and the same with any other cloud providers. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going into the detail. Except I will just highlight one file, which is this CF212 YAML file. If you want to customize your deployment, meaning you want the multiple nodes, you want the multiple VMs, you need to update this file. So once you run the last deploy Cloud Foundry command with this updated YAML file, you will get your first basic Cloud Foundry infrastructure on Azure, and you can test your first application.
Okay.
That's very exciting. So for the next step, we're going to upstream to community for our GA. And then we have more further integration with Azure.
So if someone wants to go ahead and provide their feedback about Azure and the Cloud Foundry implementation on it, the best place to go ahead and to do that is on GitHub,
yeah.
From what I see here?
Yeah. Yeah. So all the source code is on GitHub. You can contribute to it, and you can also give your feedback there on the GitHub. And we're looking forward to hearing the feedback from our customers and from the community. And we will improve both the Azure experience and this open source project with everyone.
Oh.
Thank you.